Now, Jim, you were influenced by the work of Andrew Wyeth from a very young age. Can you share with us the first time you encountered his work?
I think I was about 13 years old. I saw his work at the Wadsworth Athenaeum in Hartford. They have two incredible paintings by Wyeth, including Northern Point, and it's just an amazing, amazing painting.
What do you think struck you most about that painting that stayed with you?
You know, like many adolescents, I was very interested in a kind of level of skill and precision. In Wyeth, I could see someone who was looking at the world very closely and rendering it with a lot of attention to detail.
So tell us, when you first started this particular project, you of course had a very long career, done so many different things, but you kind of returned to Andrew Wyeth a couple of years ago.
Right. When he died in 2009, it occurred to me that I could make a project about Wyeth in some way. I quickly realized that I could go to the places that he had painted.
Now, you've said that this project allowed you to see the specific devices you unconsciously borrowed from him.
Right. When I took up photography in 1976, after struggling with painting, sculpture, video, performance art, photography enabled me to incorporate some of the compositional devices that I'd inherited from looking very closely at Wyeth. In the beginning, I made a number of portraits, and they have a strong resemblance to Wyeth's relationship to portraiture. I also became interested in abstract patterns, and these also come out of looking at Wyeth paintings of snow. He was fascinated by patterns of melting snow. And in the early 1980s, I made some photographs, abstract pictures, but they looked like melting snow. And it wasn't until I began thinking about Wyeth very seriously in 2010 that I realized, I was kind of amazed, that I had borrowed some of the devices that he had used in portraiture and also his fascination with abstract patterns in my work all along.
Right. Well, the idea of using another artist's work as a springboard for your own is found often in music and poetry, but not so often in visual art.
Right. In photography, a lot of photographers will acknowledge, say, that Robert Frank was very important to their project, or Walker Evans. But in my case, it was really across media. It was from a painter who I encountered at a very early age who unconsciously affected this way of seeing that I developed 10 years later.
And in conjunction with the Wyeth Project, the Brandywine River Museum of Art has commissioned you to create some site-specific installations. Talk to us about gradients.
It actually goes back to some ideas from almost 30 years ago, where I thought about sampling or matching colors in a landscape, the colors that you encounter but taken out of context in a landscape. In 2012, I had begun working with some abstract photograms of water that were monochrome images, and I wanted to add color to them. So I took color samples from my Wyeth photographs and added the color to these pictures I called fluid dynamics. So that sampling process began in 2012, and one of the way that you do it, and it's a pretty standard tool in Photoshop, is you create what's known as a gradient map, and it maps different colors onto a range of black and white values. And I thought how interesting it would be to take that gradient map and turn it into a large image. And in July, I went to the Brandywine and took a group of photographs with my cell phone, and then we sampled the colors in those cell phone images and created these, they look like spectrums of color, which are then placed back in the landscape from which they are derived.
You're working at UCLA. What are some comments you're hearing from your students these days?
I think there's a lot of anxiety about what photography is. I have some students who are really branching out of photography, and another whole group of people who are really working with the program Photoshop and deconstructing it or making collages with it. And then, you know, there's still people who are using film, working in a very traditional manner. I like to select students who are working in all of these areas, because right now it seems like it's a golden age for photography. You still have cameras and film-based technology, and you have the most wonderful, you know, digital tools to work with. So it's really a wide open field in photography.